Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another edition of the National Black Unity News Podcast. Unfortunately, Mr. Murphy's not with us tonight. He's not doing well. He's come down with coronavirus, and we're asking all those people in our listening audience to keep him in prayer, and we're going to say a short prayer for him right now. Mighty Heavenly Father, we ask you to look over the Murphy family and rid them of this crazy disease called coronavirus. We know that this disease should not last, and that we praying that you, your angels, will protect Mr. Murphy and his family and heal him from this deadly disease. So we thank you and we ask you all of those blessings in our mighty ancestors' names as we move forward with this podcast. As we do each and every week, we open up with a reading from Daily Motivations for African American Success by Mr. Dennis Kimbrough. November 16th, reading for the day. Just do it. The only thing worse than failing is being afraid to try. Frank Mingo, founder of Mingo Jones Advertising. Reading for the day. Just do it. We see these billboards plastered all over our community. For the sake of physical fitness, a tennis shoe factory urges us to just do it. Whether it's tennis, running, cycling, hiking, or slam dunking, just do it for the sake of emotional fitness. That's not bad advice to take. Building a positive self-image is like building anything else. Nothing happens until you get started. Just do it. It's a mistake to think that only major achievements count. We don't have to make president of the firm or run a marathon or graduate from college Phi Beta Kappa to significantly boost our self-image. In fact, the opposite is true. How we see ourselves is established more by the 1,001 small daily things we accomplish than by our infrequent moments in the limelight. So just do it. Speaking up at a meeting, if that is new for you, go work on your GED if you were forced to drop out of school. If you're working or standing up for yourself, express an opinion. Call your son or daughter if you're trying to develop a better relationship. Start that business that you have been thinking about. Whatever it is, just do it. Today I will put an end to procrastination and excuses, and I will just do it. And that's what I did this evening. Even though we got some technical difficulties, I tried to do this on the Zoom platform along with my Blog Talk platform. And so I had to just resort to the Blog Talk platform and get that information out to people. We don't have anybody that normally is on the Monday Night Podcast call in yet. Hopefully someone will call in before the end of the show. And let me go to the lines right now. Hold on.
Hello.
Good evening. Welcome to the National Black Unity News Podcast. Who I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Oh, well, this is Eric. I'm glad you picked up.
Hello.
This is usually as you mentioned. Yeah, can you hear me?
Can you hear me? 504-813-5065. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Okay. I'm having some technical difficulties here. I'm going to hang up and then
I'll
call back in. Okay, we have Eric on the line here with us. He called in and then got disconnected. And this is the National Black Unity News Podcast. Normally we do this show with Mr. David Murphy, who, as I said, has come down with COVID. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we just want to do continue to doing the show in behalf of his honor, and just asking Almighty God to heal his body and maybe to return him to these airways in a very short time. Our topic for tonight is, as some of you know, the Trump supporters had their Million Mega March this past Saturday in D.C., and so we wanted to talk about that. You have any comments on that, Eric?
In terms of the march?
Yeah, the whole concept of them saying that, you know, the election was unfair and he didn't win and
mm-hmm.
he got cheated and them going to protest. Someone said it's like playing a Powerball and your numbers don't come out and so you decide you're going to sue Powerball.
Yeah, you know, elections have always been a sketchy thing, you know, throughout the history of elections. You know, Chicago had a saying, vote early and vote often. And that meant, you know, back in the day that you would, when it was possible to do so, you would vote more than once and you would vote as early as possible. So I think elections have always been something that I've been concerned about. I'm an independent. I'm not a Democrat or a Republican. And I remember in 2000 elections, you know, the Republicans won that election for George Bush, you know, when they had the hanging chads and everything.
Right.
And Al Gore ended up not getting the position, you know. So I think there's something we always have to look at, no matter who the candidate is, because when elections are, particularly my concern is for the black voter, you know, say if blacks think that elections aren't fair, you know, they say, well, what's the point? You know, why should I go vote? You know, they're already rigged. So I think we always have to make sure that all elections are checked into to make sure it is legitimate as possible so that we'll have people to continue to come out to vote to express their ideas about what's going on in their community. So I think it's important that all elections should be definitely checked out, you know, to make sure that there's no doubt in anyone's mind that things occurred on the up and up.
Okay, we thank you for those comments, and we hope this is your first time listening to our show.
No, I usually listen to it each Monday, but I was blessed to get in today because I tried to call in the past. But as you say, I think you have usual callers or guests that call in, and so I was glad I was able to get in today. So I'm sorry we came under these circumstances, though.
Yeah, we had some technical difficulties, and then trying to pull all of this together at the last minute, you know.
Let
me know that you know, I need to make sure that we always have a backup plan so that because normally Mr. Murphy, he handles setting the show up and everything else and all of
right.
that. And I usually just do it on the Blog Talk end because we normally do it from a Zoom platform.
Right. Well, you know, I hope he recovers soon from this COVID. I mean, this is some bizarre times that we're in, you know, and I hope he recovers because I always enjoy listening to you all.
Okay, we thank you for listening in, and I'm gonna move the dialogue along. And you know, one of the things as we face this whole situation, even with Biden with his transition team, he's gonna have to shut the country down. He already let people know
mm-hmm.
his transition team is that they're gonna have to shut the country down for at least about 2 months to try to get this thing under control once he's in office. Unfortunately, you know, we still got 45 is going to be in there for another 70 some days, and
right.
you know, he should be shutting it down now and should go ahead and sign a stimulus package for people because people are hurting. You know, I mean, there's
mm-hmm.
more and more people becoming homeless every day.
Right.
You know, and you know, we fight and we struggle to pay our rent over here on this end, but fortunately, thank God, we did get it paid this month and working on next month's rent right now as we speak. And thank God I don't have to work work a traditional job. Working from home, you know, allows me to have a pretty reliable source of income.
Right.
You know, still that, but my income is dependent on other people being able to work and then be able to pay me. Right. So, you know, still caught in the crossfires as we move through this situation. But one of the things I wanted to talk about tonight also is that, you know, there's a lot of black self-defense groups who are coming out, you know, forming gun clubs. As Malcolm X said back in the day, you know, I remember when Malcolm X put out a controversial a statement saying that, you know, that black people needed to form rifle clubs. And, you know, white people had a fit, you know, even though they had the NRA and all of that. And they got their own rifle clubs, because I never forget when I was living in Rocky Mountain, North Carolina, and I was doing some door-to-door stuff, and this elderly white man, you know, he wanted me to see his gun. He said, "Come on in here, Sonny. Let me show you something." You know, and he had a cabinet full of guns. Right. And, you know, he wanted me to know that he had his guns. And when Obama won the first time in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, which is part of the rural South, is that all of the arms sold out quick. All the white people went and bought guns. And I believe part of the reason they went and bought guns is that they had this fear, that's sort of like Public Enemy said back in the day, fear of a black planet. And, you know, they had this tremendous fear that they was afraid that we were going to do to them what they had done to us. And I'll never forget, was this white lady in South Africa, when she got interviewed after Nelson Mandela was released. She said, "If that's all we had to do was release him, we should have been did that," because she thought that black people was going to riot and come after them and do with them what they did, you know, to black people. But instead, they started a reconciliation movement, which was one of the greatest forgiveness movements in the world that we saw instituted in the country of South Africa, where they actually literally forgave people for years and years of violently doing stuff to them, people that were known murderers and had killed people and other stuff. You know, they gave them a chance to reconciliate, and which was very, very interesting. You know, some people, they feel that, you know, that when Mandela and them instituted that policy, they became a traitor, and that, you know, they should have, you know, rounded them up and took them out. But he said, you know, hey, he said he was opposed to white oppression, and he was opposed to black oppression. So, you know, it's very interesting times that we live in, and, you know, especially with this whole thing of black people forming rifle clubs and gun clubs and arming themselves. I mean, you see pictures all over the internet. You know, there's a group out of Houston, and then there's a group called the Huey P. Newton Gun Club. And, you know, they're suggesting to people that they arm themselves and be prepared. And, I mean, I think there's nothing wrong with that inherently, because, you know, you don't know what these crazy white folk going to do, because their man didn't get reelected. And they have already said that, you know, that if he didn't get reelected, that we was going to see another civil war in this country. So, you know, it's just interesting, the climate and the times that we're living in, and what people are going through and what people are preparing for. So what's your take on that, Brother Eric?
I think it's very important in these crazy times that, you know, blacks definitely consider protecting themselves more than what we have been doing. Because so far it's just been like a blood sport for a lot of races, just to shoot at blacks and take advantage of blacks who are unarmed, you know. And so I think it's definitely, and beyond me just thinking it, you know, people are actually doing it. They said there's been like a 50% increase of blacks purchasing guns and rifles. And along with that, a lot of women are signing up to be involved in gun clubs more so than black males. So, you know, I think blacks are looking at this situation and say, well, things, you know, part of being a responsible adult is to be able to protect yourself and to protect your family, you know. So I think at times we've been sort of lax in protecting ourselves. And I think now we're really looking, waking up and looking at the situation at hand and deciding, yeah, we better do something to protect ourselves as opposed to being, you know, like a tomato can just sitting on the shelf ready to be shot at. So I think it's definitely a good idea.
Yeah, my wife has, you know, she's gotten on me a couple of times. She says, you know, we need to get a gun. I was like, you know, okay. I said, I hope it don't come to that. I said, because usually, the sad thing is usually when the people that when you purchase a gun, if you don't have self defense training and weapon training, is that usually that gun ends up killing someone in your household. So I'll just say to people out there listening, if you're going to purchase a firearm, make sure that you get trained in firearm safety so that you know how to use a gun and make sure that it's used against those that you purchased it and intended to use it for so that it does not harm a loved one or a child finds the gun and thinks it's a toy gun and accidentally pulls the trigger and kills themselves. Because we've seen that happen too quite often in our communities where guns are left around without a safety lock on it, and child finds it and thinks it's a toy, and boom, you hear the gun goes off, and child got didn't wound himself, you know, and got hurt, or you know, even worse than that, you know, then actually took their own life, didn't mean to, but because you had an adult that was irresponsible with a major firearm weapon that could be used to, you know, wasn't used to, you know, people get them at times and say, I got this off, a burglar comes in and take the burglar out. Well, you know, hey, if you mistake somebody else that's in your family for the burglar, and, you know, before you just say stuff like, halt, who goes there? And, you know, give them a chance to respond. And just open fire, and you got a dead loved one sitting in your living room. So, you know, it's very important that, you know, if we're gonna purchase these firearms, is that we make sure we take the classes that are necessary, so that we can and save our loved ones, so the gun is not used on someone that it wasn't intended to be used upon.
I think it's important too that people take some self defense classes also.
Yes, sir.
There may be a time where, you know, you may not have some equipment on you, but you may still have your hands and feet. And it's important to be able to, you know, use your hands and feet and mind, of course, to protect yourself no matter what the situation may be about. So I think all that goes together, you know, in terms of being aware of our surroundings, our circumstances, knowing how to handle a situation that may arise and not be caught off guard, you know. And so I think it's part of just the Black community, you know, maturing and maturating in terms of, you know, what it means to be a community. You know, community means being able to provide for your community and being able to protect the community also. So I think all that goes together. So I'm glad to see us looking at these different options more so than what we've done in the past. Now, understand in the South, you know, you did have Blacks that have always, for the most part, had some kind of equipment to protect themselves with, you know, in terms of your rifles and those sorts of things. But in terms of self-defense, I think it's good that we take some self-defense courses too, and just be prepared for whatever might come about.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I remember one time I took a class with Mr. Eddie Butcher, who was a kickboxer, world champion.
And okay.
He showed us how you could protect yourself with a newspaper. You roll it up tight and make a blunt end with it, and then just how you can be able to use that newspaper to fend somebody off.
Right. Well, that's important, you know, and because, you know, there's a lot of, like you just mentioned, there's a lot of things that might be right near us that can be very helpful to defend ourselves if we only know, you know, how to use it and what to use it for. So that's, I never heard about the newspaper, so I'm glad you mentioned that also, you know.
Yeah, you have to roll it up real, real tight.
Mm-hmm.
You roll it up tighter to make a blunt end, and then you can use that end to you know, puncture someone in their throat. Because if you cut off a person's air supply,
right,
you know, they ain't gonna last long. They can't last long. You know,
so right.
That's one of the, you know, and the thing is knowing the vital points of the body,
right,
where to strike and hit those vital points,
right, right,
because that is another key science. You know, if you look at a person and they're coming towards you, it's like I know the vital points of the body. Someone's coming
right.
towards me. All I need is two fingers. I hit them in the right spot. That's it. They're
right.
disabled.
Right. Yeah, I was looking at one video. They said there's like a dead man's area. It's, you know, that's what they called it, Bruce Lee, anyway. But, you know, if you have to be close enough to be able to strike, like you mentioned, okay, with your two fingers or the object. Or, you know, you have to be far enough away so they won't be able to strike you, okay? But there's an area right in the middle where you don't want to be, where you're not close enough to really do anything with the blunt object, or you aren't able to do anything to keep them away from you, you know? So the area is right in the middle where you don't want to be. You want to be close enough to do whatever you need to do, or far enough away that they can't do anything to you. So it's important to know what areas in the middle that you don't want to be, where you're at a disadvantage, you know?
Right.
So, you know, just all those kinds of things that we could look at. Some of the stuff I just told you, matter of fact, I just picked up on YouTube, and I guess the people on YouTube know what they're talking about. You know, we have to assume that. But even with that, we have to, you know, what we look at on YouTube, we have to back that up and see what they're talking about is actually legit or not, or valid or not, you know. But at least it gives us something to look into to see what is valid or not, you know.
Yes, sir. One of the other key areas that, you know, we see go on in our community is how to respond to these food deserts. Because, you know, people are running out of food. When this thing first took effect, you know, we started stocking up on canned goods and other things. And so, you know, we have pretty much an ample supply. We got like at least 3 months worth of canned goods around here, and you know, I just, you know, share with a lot of people, you know, not only that, you know, plenty of water,
right?
So we have containers full of water, and,
right?
You know, because those are vital things that you need during this pandemic to be able to survive and get through what's coming at us,
right. I was listening to one brother. He was on Blog Talk. I'm trying to look up his name, but it's called the Economic Freedom Project. Economic Freedom Project. And they were talking about how citizens who were either they had food stamps or they were on welfare, but like you were talking about the food deserts, they were able to pull their resources together to start their own store. So,
wow.
And so the details, you know, maybe whether they're on food stamps or welfare, that may just give you an idea what their economic status was. But regardless of their economic status, they were able to pull their resources together to fight off a food desert and start their own store. And I thought that was so ingenious, you know?
Yes, sir.
Because I think that's part of providing for the community. We talk about protecting your community and providing for your community. Well, it lets us know that whatever our economic status is, we can provide for our community, whether it's through gardening or starting up our own stores, and that's something we really need to look into.
Yes, we do. I'm gonna read our opening statement again, since we had to come back on. As you know, each time we come on here, we do a daily reading from by Mr. Dennis Kimbrough called Motivation, Daily Motivation, Daily Affirmations for African Americans. And the reading for the day from this book, November the 16th, Just Do It. The only thing worse than falling is being afraid to try.
Mm-hmm.
Frank Mingo, founder of Mingo Jones Advertisement.
Right.
Just do it. We see these billboards plastered all over our community. For the sake of physical fitness, a tennis shoe manufacturer urges us to just do it. Whether it's tennis, running, cycling, hiking, or slam dunking, just do it.
Mm-hmm.
For the sake of emotional fitness, that's not bad advice to take. Building a positive self-image is like building anything else. Nothing happens until you get started. Just mm-hmm. do it. It's a mistake to think the only major achievements count. We don't have to make president of the firm or run a marathon or graduate from college Phi Beta Kappa to significantly boost our self-image. In fact, the opposite is true. How we see ourselves establishes more by the thousand and one small daily things we accomplish than by our infrequent movements in the limelight.
Mm-hmm.
So just do it. Speak up at a meeting if that is new for you. Go work on your GED if you were forced to drop out of school. If you're working or standing up for yourself, express an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Call your son or daughter if you're trying to develop a better relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Start that business that you have been thinking about. Whatever it is, just do it. Today I will put an end to procrastination and excuses, and I'll just do it. And so, you know, that's another kind of strong advice. So I try to encourage everybody, you know, especially since I help people with home-based business taxes, is to make sure that you own a home-based business. People mm-hmm. say, what is a home-based business? Home-based business can vary from tutoring children to network marketing to anything you want to take on as a side hustle. And what enables you to do is you can leverage that against your regular job, because most people are overpaying their taxes anywhere from $5,000 to $9,000 a year simply because they do not have any legitimate home-based business tax deductions.
Mm.
And when you have a home-based business, then that means your cell phone becomes a business expense.
Mm.
Part of your rent or your mortgage, where you operate from, is your business expense.
Mm.
The automobile, the mileage you put on it, becomes a business expense.
Mm.
Any materials that you buy for your business becomes a business expense.
Mm-hmm.
You have cable TV, that's a business expense. Your internet,
right.
That's a business expense.
Right.
So all of these things can reduce your taxable income and help you see a larger return. I've been helping people with home-based business taxes for over 20 years. And, you know, the average person I've been able to help get back an extra $2,000 to $3,000 more than they normally would get back on their taxable income.
Amen.
Puts them in a whole nother situation. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's mm-hmm. another thing is that, you know, we need to make sure that we're taking care of our monies right and doing what we need to do, because these are difficult times that we're going through, and it's going to get worse before it gets better. And unfortunately, that's just the way it is. And, I wish it was, you know, another way. And just to everybody out there listening, again, I just want to thank y'all for tuning in to tonight's broadcast. And hopefully Mr. Murphy will be back with us soon. And Eric, unless you got anything else you want to add, I'm going to really shut this down here.
Well, I wanted to get your contact information in terms of the taxes and everything.
If you go to www.theTheTaxHelper.Weebly.com. www.weebly.com.
Mm-hmm.
I'll text that to you also, since I got you
okay.
on the phone.
Oh, great.
After
okay.
you do the show. You know, and that'll give you access to my information. And I'll save your number, since you did call in. And you know, and I'll reach back out to you. And, you know, you better send me all your contact information. And, hey, we'll take it from there. So until next time, I want to thank everyone tuned in, and we're going to close out with our theme song called It's My Time. So here we go. Okay, I'm going to say good night, everybody, and thank you all for listening and tuning in.